Well, let's check in on Puerto Rico as Maria, now a Category 5 hurricane, aims squarely at the island and could hit tomorrow morning. Irma just skirted Puerto Rico but still left swaths without power and with a lot of damage, all compounded by the U.S. territory's financial problems. It essentially declared bankruptcy in May with billions of dollars in debt. Reporter Miguel Santiago is with the public radio station Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico. He joins us by Skype from San Juan. Miguel, what's the sense there?
It feels, and I'm really sorry to say this, it feels kind of ironic, you know. Most Puerto Ricans were feeling pretty relieved when Hurricane Irma, you know, didn't cause the damage that we expected. Now we have another Category 5 hurricane, Hurricane Maria, going right through Puerto Rico, which is pretty worrisome, you know. Some people in Puerto Rico still don't have power after the aftermath of Hurricane Irma. So now Governor Ricardo Rosselló at a press conference just said the whole island is expected to not have power, you know.
Well, the whole island is expected to have Category 5 force winds. I mean, it's going to cover the entire island. Look, I'm wondering, too, if there are, you know, there were a million people without power after Irma, if people are getting the message out, you know, that Maria is coming if they don't have power. But also we know that the infrastructure, because of Puerto Rico's bankruptcy, the infrastructure has been neglected. I mean, is it assumed that homes could blow away?
Yes, you know, unfortunately, that is expected. You know, most homes can be just completely flooded. We have some people in Puerto Rico have, you know, just very weak structure buildings. But still, you know, it's their home.
Yeah. Look, we also know that people evacuated from other islands to Puerto Rico because of Irma. Is there a place for people in Puerto Rico to go? Are there shelters?
There are. There are shelters all around the island. They have food. They have water. The structure overall for shelters are pretty good. But, you know, again, most people, they can stay at their homes because they have a good structured home. But like, then again, a high number of people are going to have to take shelters because of their really vulnerable to floods.
You say people do have some food and water in shelters. But has rationing begun? Because we're hearing reports that rationing of water and baby formula, for instance, has begun. People also worry about medical needs, oxygen, insulin. What's happening to prepare for that?
Well, at least for hospitals, we had a problem after Irma because some places, malls or stores, had power before hospitals, which angered a lot of civilians. Right now, one of the main priorities is to have, you know, for the hospitals to have power. Mm-hmm. Food prices are expected to stay the same. You know, the tax on food is going to be eliminated throughout, I believe, until Sunday.
Yeah, there are some places that actually pass laws saying that merchants can't raise prices on things like food in advance of a storm.
Yeah.
Right. And so you're going to eliminate the taxes there. Look, are people flying off the island?
Not that I heard of. I don't think most people have the budget to just call a flight. Most people just stay at their homes.
Look, meteorologists are talking about the dreaded pinhole eye in Maria and compare it to an ice skater when, you know, an ice skater spins a certain amount of time, like a hurricane spins. But then at the very end, they bring their arms in and it's just this incredibly super spin. That's apparently the state that Maria is at, with this pinhole eye, very tight spin. Are people there afraid?
Well, of course. You know, Maria went from tropical storm to Category 5, I believe, in about 24 hours. You know, that's unbelievable. Yesterday, I was given the news that it was a Category 2 storm at a press conference for the governor. I leave, and then suddenly it's Category 4, and it's incredible how fast this atmospheric event is developing.
Well, now it's a 5. Miguel Santiago, again, of Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
During a hurricane, you know, since most people is out of power, most people rely on the radio for immediate information. So we're going to try at least to keep the community here in San Juan informed. So, yeah, to answer your question, I'll be staying here at the radio station while the event passes through Puerto Rico.
Well, we remember when Nisha Dupuy, who is a 19-year-old broadcaster in Anguilla, did the same thing, and it was rough. I mean, the shutters were banging, and the roof was threatened with being ripped off, and she kept broadcasting. So bravo to you for doing that.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Miguel Santiago, again with Radio Universidad de Puerto Rico, the public radio station there, awaiting Hurricane Maria. Miguel, thank you.
Thank you.